And I'm back. Not that it even matters. I have no listeners this morning. Happy Thanksgiving once again. As I was saying, Zed Null had this inspiration that we should come in and do a Thanksgiving show. And we could be in the studio and do things on the computer. My computer died at home. I have a G5 tower with a dual processor and two hard drives, and it's got all my whole life in it for the past couple of years, and the power supply died. And at Mac Solutions, they say a new power supply is $200. Yeah, like I have $200. Yeah, yeah, to spare. Well, so John's dead in the water, you know, but John is blessed. Okay, I have reason to give thanks. I was walking down the block last night and ran into my neighbor, dear, sweet woman. She has a wonderful son and a wonderful husband, and she loaned me her old laptop, and it's got XP Home Edition on it. And it's got a funky plug, so it keeps shutting itself down. But I do have a laptop at home, but, you know, it doesn't have all my stuff in it, you know, that's sitting there in the dead G5. So I'm casting about the world if anybody has maybe your own dead G5 tower, or, you know, you have access to the power supply to a G5 tower. It would sure help me a lot in my desperate situation. You know, I have so many occasions in my life, so many occasions, the past several years, to be in company with myself. In other words, to be fucking alone, all alone. Whether by choice or by design or by fate, by coincidence, by happenstance. And I'm thinking, well, that must be the new American standard. You know, I mean, being as how Thanksgiving is an American holiday, you know, and everybody's all waving the flag and beating their breast and blah, blah, woof, woof. And I think being alone must be the new American standard. As the way women have treated me in my life. I mean, I love my mother. My mother loves me. I have a wonderful, wonderful relationship with my mother, who's in her 80s. For however long that lasts. Except she's 1,000 miles away. And I have other family, and my sister's in Van Nuys, and my other sister's in Berkeley. My brother stays with my mom in Denver. And I'm out on an island here in this megalopolis, teeming with millions of people who really don't give a shit about each other. I mean, yeah, I have my friends, my male friends, who are all who they are, interesting, intelligent, thinking people. And I have a couple of female friends, sort of, not intimate in any way, mind you. But what, is that the new American way, to go through life alone? Everybody after themselves. Everybody's going to judge you and look down their nose at you and say, oh, you're not worth it, fuck. You're not worth a shit. Why should I spend any time with you? Yeah, I guess that's a new American standard. That we can all look down at each other and cast aspersions on each other and not look any deeper than the surface. And not give a shit. Yeah, boy. Here, let me hook up my hard drive here and see if I can pull up some music for you. You know, I would be very interested to know who last was in the studio, because they really fucked up the board. They pushed all the buttons down, all the mute buttons, and put a bunch of shows up, and then left the volume all the way down on the PC, so absolutely nothing was coming through. It was like almost like sabotage or something, you know. I mean, I don't know if it's sabotage by stupidity and ignorance, or if it's deliberate, but pisses me off, you know, to be talking away and hearing yourself through the monitors and realizing that nothing is going out over the air because some fuckhead left the board all fucked up. Don't mind me. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm plugging in my hard drive, okay? So in your Thanksgiving revelry, you know, with being with friends and family and all that wonderful shit, you know, give a thought, you know, give a thought. There's the music, hello. Yeah, so I had some ideas on some songs to play for you all. Let's see if I can find them. Here. Oh, shit. Here we go. Yeah, let's see if this is going to work.
city, I've been abused. He has jobs I keep and people I meet that don't do more than make me amused. Everywhere I turn now, just more bad news. So don't look now, don't ask how I'm gonna find me a way to the animal zoo. Oh no, something went wrong.
Just a little bit of a playlist for you, not too much stuff. What did I do here? Just How Lonely Can Lonely Be by Southern Culture on the Skids. That used to be our song. Funny how it ended up being my song. Happy Thanksgiving, you all. Then I threw in some sound effects. And I hope the other DJs will listen to and pirate and use to their delight. Then I did the theme from Psycho. How effective. And Amazing Grace Bagpipes from Star Trek. That's the funeral scene, I believe. Then Motorhead with Wendy O. Williams featured doing Stand By Your Man. A sentiment that has been completely lost with the current generation. And Animal Zoo. Got to get on back to the Animal Zoo. My close familiars in this life seem to be animals. Actually, I have two lovely kitties that live in the neighborhood just because they have been outdoor kitties. I rescued them from under the deck because they were driven there by stupid dogs. By my stupid, arrogant front neighbors. And they were completely going feral and living in fear. I think they have PTSD. I seriously do. I think my kitties have PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And they each have different personalities. I think they're both boys. My front neighbor, and this is like really ironic now that I think about it, got them both fixed. So she did her part and chopped off their balls. Yes. I won't mention her name on the air, but this is actually typical behavior. She accused me one time of being passive-aggressive. Well, oh, the irony is not lost on me. I try not to let too much irony go by without at least reviewing its humor potential. But anyway, I have two lovely kitties who I guess if you do that to them young enough, they're supposed to not notice. Well, being a mammal, you know, being a male, being in possession of those very items that were stolen away from my dear kitties, I guess it would make them a little more wilder and a little more of a problem if they had them. But it's kind of sad when you think about it, isn't it? Oh, well, I guess that's today's woman. We'll just get that fixed. We'll just have it done, you know? Anyway, well, and I do have a lovely snake. He's about, almost 10 feet long. Weighs about almost 50 pounds. He's just charming. I wish I could take him with me wherever I went. I really do. He's a domesticated animal. He's been in a cage his whole life since birth. Never knew the wild. Another one of those ironies. Taking a wild animal out of the wild and out of the breeding population. And I have two red-eared sliders. The snake and the turtles I've had for, in excess of 15 years. Long, long time. So they are kind of my animal familiars. And they're very dear to me, and I take responsibility for them, and I care about them. And I would never foist them off on anyone else and put them in someone else's care, because most people are too fucking stupid to take care of themselves. And I could say the same thing for myself. Here I am here on Thanksgiving, me and the Maytag repairman. I don't do holidays very well. I haven't done holidays very well since, 1995 or so. Family being distant and friends being what they are. Nice view out this window here at Kill Radio. It's a nice day, sunny day.